welcome to this week's podcast of Pause in Prayer. As always, we start by armoring up with Ephesians 6:12 through 18. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, with which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Our spiritual formation verse comes from 1 Samuel 12:23. Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, and I will instruct you in the good and right way. The people here have prematurely asked for a king. This was seen as an evil request because it was for all the wrong reasons. Samuel convinced the people that God would give them their desire, but wanted them to realize it was always going to be God that granted the victory. On a side note here, in Hebrew, the word salvation can be translated as victory. What does that make you think of? Can you see why this request is timed wrong? God always had Jesus in mind. So back to the context. Samuel wants the people to receive notice that God is their king in heaven and on earth. It's almost as if Samuel knows exactly what the people will do. They will choose to worship their earthly king, and when that king fails them, they will blame their God. Just as they did in the wilderness with Moses, it's a hamster wheel they just don't jump off of. So how does Samuel respond? Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord and stop praying for you. Now, whether or not praying is a sin is a much deeper theological discussion we're not covering here. But what we can learn, the point we can make, Samuel feared the Lord, and he was desperate that the Israelites would also. He knew their request was far too tempting to drive them from trusting the Lord who grants them victory. In his wisdom, he continually petitioned heaven for them. Let's desperately pray for our loved ones this week, as if we were sinning by not doing so.
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm a senior and have attended this school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is supreme. Supreme means the highest in rank, power, authority, superior, highest in degree, utmost. Psalms 135:5 says, I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. Nehemiah 9:6 says, You alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. Acts 17:24 through 28 says, The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being.
Father, we praise you for being supreme. We praise you for giving us life and breath and everything else. God, we praise you that your power and authority are the highest degree of anything in heaven and on earth. Father, forgive us for not trusting you to be supreme over our lives. Forgive us for not seeing you supreme over our family, our school, our city, our state, our country, and our world. God, we are so thankful that because you are supreme, you cannot help but to continue to show us your love and to reveal yourself to us. God, we thank you for for the ways that you reveal yourself to us each and every week. We thank you for pursuing us as if we were the one lost sheep. We thank you that you see us worth it, that you see our worth, and that you see our value, and you come after us, and you protect us, and you care for us because you are supreme. We want to pray scripture about this attribute over our loved ones. Remember, in the long silent pause, say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. From Colossians 1:18, Christ made. Know that you are the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead, and first in everything.
This week we pray for student behavior. May students from our school be diligent in their schoolwork, respect their teachers, and honor their parents and those in their homes.
Our concluding question for today: what form does our sin take against God? The answer: we love God's gifts to us more than we love the giver of all good things. We push God from the center and place our trust in ourselves and other created things, dishonoring His name, defying His word, and disbelieving His love. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more info on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wax and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.